today is, what is today? Today is Tuesday. I'm going to stop recording on this day, but it's the, oh my God, it's the 22nd of August, 2017. My name is Adam, and this is the Geeky Gay Podcast that you're listening to. It's my personal journal podcast where I am intimate. I am intimately intimate with all of you guys and tell you all about my life and probably share way too much. Oh, I just bumped my damn microphone again. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm glad you're listening, and I'm glad you've joined me today, to borrow a phrase from another podcast. Oh my God. So much has happened. I want to just start off by saying Facebook is sometimes a wonderful thing, right? So I have an update on something that I talked about, I don't know, two episodes ago. And first of all, I want to say thank you to Baron Frosty for, he just gave me the kindest, most, I don't know. Oh, my mixer is making bad noises. He gave me the kindest, most wonderful message in Twitter about a recent the episode about my hair, even though I totally misjudged the two friends, and he probably didn't know that. But anyway, he was very sweet, and Baron, I just want to thank you so much for that. That was wonderful. But I wanted to talk about an episode that was before that. So a lot of you liked an episode that I talked about an ex of mine who I met on a train. I mean, it was the most mysterious thing, right? It was like, you know, you're, it's like the, I don't know, the what is that? The Orient Express, you know, you're riding on a train and a murder happens, except it was a kiss happens on the Orient Express between Memphis and Chicago. But anyway, I told you guys, I was like, I haven't talked to this person in forever. I wonder if he ever liked me at all. I just want to know whether he's dead or alive. You know, I always, and there was obviously something unresolved there, because I mean, why am I having dreams? So I wasn't, you know, I wasn't looking or anything. I recorded that episode and I went on about my way. And then today, out of the blue, I mean, this is one of the reasons I was like, oh, I've got to get in there and record, because this was out of the blue. So today, out of the blue, a friend of mine who I didn't even remember from when I was in college messaged me or added me on Facebook. And I have so many friends from that time of my life when I had such a good time in college when I was going to Ole Miss. My Baptist, you know, college experience was not quite as fun, although there are some friends from the Baptist college that I would love to look up. But anyway, the Mississippi experience was great. I know you guys are like, oh my God, the Mississippi experience as a gay person. But I was really involved with the GLBA, which was the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual Association on campus. I was friends with all, you know, I think I was even an officer of some sort at some point during my, you know, 4 years at Ole Miss or however long I went there. But after I left, I don't think we had Facebook when I graduated, or it was brand new and it was just in England, or I don't know. Anyway, and I didn't exchange any, like, I went on my study abroad to England, which is what happened my last semester of school. And, you know, I did London, and then I met a guy while I was there, and then I went back and stayed, you know, stayed with him, or I didn't stay with him. I had my own apartment in Brighton for 7 months. So I was in England for about 13 months. And I didn't really keep in touch with any of those friends. Now, one of my really close friends, I mean, she was my roommate over the course of a summer. I used to smoke clove cigarettes with her, and we would drink on the porch, you know, talking about boys. Her name's Tiffany. We eventually, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, we found each other on Facebook, which was great. And so we talk occasionally on Facebook, but, you know, we haven't talked a lot. But anyway, I haven't talked to any of my other friends from that entire college experience. And I graduated in 2003. So we're, you know, this has now been 14 years since I graduated from Ole Miss. I didn't even get my, I don't even know if I have my, I guess I do have my diploma, but they mailed it to me. Anyway, and so all of a sudden today, out of the blue, this guy messaged me who honestly, I didn't even remember that he existed. Like, he's like, if he had never added me as a friend, I would not have. And if I, you know, he just added me as a friend, he's probably going to go, oh, he's a podcaster, and this is going to be the first thing that he listens to, right? Michael, if you're listening, I remember you now that you've added me, and it's not that you were not important to me, but I have a very bad memory, and that's been 14 years. And anyway, so he added me as a friend, and then he messaged me. Well, I thought, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go through his friends list because I need to start adding some of these people that I went to college with. And so I was like, oh my God, there's like my best friend from college, my best gay friend from college, Jeremy. I'm going to add him. And then I found another guy, Josh, who was always kind of stuck up and full of himself, really. He was a trombone player, but he was also gay. Anyway, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll add Josh too. So I added Josh, and then I'm just scrolling through, you know, the list. And there, behold, there is a friend of Jeremy named Phil Smith. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I would like you to know that that is the British ex that I was telling you guys about on the last episode. So then I had that momentary, oh my God, do I add him? Do I add him? Well, I mean, what if he doesn't add me back? Like, what if, you know, and then it's like, I'm going to feel even worse because I'm going to go, oh my God, I added him. What if he blocks me? You know, I mean, what if all of these things? I mean, this is the big rejection story of my life that I feel like, right? And, you know, I'm over, I don't want to be with him. I love Mark, like I said in three episodes ago or however long it was. But that was just that one, you know, oh my God, this one person, you know, really rejected me and I never knew exactly what happened and he kind of fell off the face of the planet. And so I kind of sat there and I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I added him. So this just happened, you know, maybe 20 or 30 minutes ago. And I don't know where he's living nowadays because I didn't do the full stalkery thing where like you look through their entire profile. Okay, I looked through a little bit of his profile, but not all of it, just a little bit of it. And anyway, so one moment, please. Someone's messaging me on Facebook. And you guys will not even know that this happened. One moment. Anyway, so I don't know what's going to happen. I will keep you guys, you know, we will have a update, you know, as there's more to come, we will have breaking news, I'm sure, on that. But anyway, there are several friends from back then that I was like, oh my God, I didn't even remember that person. And so I'm like adding them all on Facebook. And, you know, I've never been one. I do not attend my high school reunions. I don't attend any of that. I have no interest in seeing any of those people that I went to high school, junior high, elementary school with. They were all pricks. Well, most of them. I have a couple of friends who were not pricks who I see occasionally and I'm friends with on Facebook. But for the most part, you know, I don't want to go to reunions. They're probably all homophobic anyway, and I don't want to go. But now my college friends, I wish we had college reunions, like, you know, a 15-year college reunion, and I could get together, you know, all of my gay friends from college and all my, you know, I don't want to say fag hag because that's a bad, you know, that's a bad word by some. But, you know, the women of my life from when I was in college. Anyway, so another thing that happened was my friend Tiffany and I have been talking about going to a band alumni game day at Ole Miss this year. And so I messaged her. I was like, hey, girl, are we still going to this? And she's like, yes. So November 11th, Tiffany and I are going to go. We're both going to play in the band. It's going to be fantastic. I'm so excited. I'm really happy tonight. Can you not tell? And so all of this because of Facebook. So thank you, Facebook, for bringing me back together with long lost everybody's, right? I'm still going through that thing where I'm like, I don't know. Do I want to add my family and just be like, hey, whatever you see on my page, that's me. Sorry if you don't like it. Or if I should be like, no, I want to be free and open on my page, on my Facebook page. And I don't want you guys to see. I don't know. I'm still thinking about that. But regardless, Facebook has been good to me today. So thank you, Facebook. There is your ad for Facebook for the day. So what else has been happening? So the eclipse happened, first of all. Let's just get that out of the way. So I'm a big, fat procrastinator. And I wanted to see the eclipse. I'm like, oh my God, this is like a historical event. It hasn't happened. We haven't had a full eclipse. I don't know why I always want to sing that song, Total Eclipse of the Heart, or whatever it is. And I don't know why I sing on this, because I'm actually a good singer, but every time I attempt to do it just a little bit on the podcast, it sounds really sucky. But I always want to sing that anyway when I see it. But when I talk about the eclipse. But I'm a procrastinator. And I don't know, Thursday of last week, right? The eclipse was yesterday. And Thursday of last week, I thought, I need eclipse glasses. And I had been putting it off because I could have ordered them weeks ago. Right? And I'd even, a lot of the technical podcasts that I listen to that are geeky, they're all like, hey, you need to order your eclipse glasses early because they're going up in price and they're running out and you're not going to get any. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll get them. And so Thursday, I was like, oh shit, that's next Monday. So I started looking online, looking everywhere. Well, apparently all of the public libraries had been giving them out for free. So I called all of the public libraries. They were all out. I called various stores around town. They were all out. Amazon didn't have any that they could get to me in, you know, in short enough time to get to me by Monday so that I would for sure have them. And I did a search on Google and there was a news article about this grocery store in Springfield. This was Friday morning at this point. In Springfield, Missouri, that was getting a shipment of 5,000 glasses in. So I was like, and at this point, I'm at work, you know, but I didn't have any meetings for the day. I had nothing. I had work that I had to do, but nothing pressing, nothing that my, you know, my boss was going to be wondering where I was or anything like that. So I was like, I think I'm going to go and get me some glasses. So I called the store and I was like, hey, is it true that you guys are getting glasses? They're like, yes, we have not gotten them yet, but we're getting a shipment in today. And so I was like, okay. And so I left everything at my desk and I went out to the parking lot and I got my car. And I drove the 2 hours that it was. And I left at like 9:30. So I got there at 11:30. And there was this line like wrapped all the way around the building. There was a news anchor, like a woman there with doing a stand up or whatever they call it, where they're like, yes, Matt, I'm live from the grocery store on the corner of blah, blah, blah. And look at the line behind me. You know, she was doing a stand up. And so I get in line. And I'm in line for, I don't know, this person comes out and he's like, hey guys, just want to let you know we're down. And they had told me that they had ordered like 5,000 glasses, right? So he comes out and he says, after I've been in line for about 15 minutes and says, hey guys, I just want to let you know we're down to about 100 pair. And he said, we're limiting it to 5 per person. Well, If there were probably at this point like 40 people in front of me and before you got up to the glasses, and I knew if all of them got 5, you know, actually only half of them could get 5 and I'd still be okay. And but I was like, you know what? I've driven 2 hours. So me and the guy next to me, we were chatting about it and he was like, oh, I ordered them way in advance, but I found out that mine were fakes and so I can't wear them and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And Mark had been telling me, he's like, oh, boyfie, just get some old exposed X-ray film. I looked online. No, that is not something that you're supposed to do. And all of these people were like, oh, do a pinhole camera, you know, do a pinhole camera. It'll all be fine. And I don't want to do a freaking pinhole camera. That is just a reflection of the sun. I want to see the actual sun, damn it. So, I don't know, another 15 or 20 minutes went by. It was probably 90 degrees outside. I was sweating. And then the guy comes back out, you know, and I could just hear the you know, dum, dum, da-da, dum, da-dum, 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 you know, the Star Wars Darth Vader music. And he goes, sorry, guys, we're out. Wah, wah. So they were out. And so I was like, okay, well, I don't know of any other places. So I got back in my car and proceeded to drive the 2 hours back and went back to work and, you know, did some work. And there was nowhere else to get them. So Mark says, oh, Boyfi, a couple of people from my office called around as well. And there's a gas station that says they're getting in a FedEx shipment today. So as soon as work let out, I drove over to that gas station and they're like, oh, no. Well, yes, we are. But we're only getting 50 pair. And it's first come, first serve. But FedEx has not come yet today. And we don't know when they're coming. If they don't come today, they're coming tomorrow. So then I keep calling all night long. I'm calling. They keep saying, nope. They still haven't come. So the next morning, Mark and I get up. We go to breakfast. On the way, we stop at the gas station. I ask them. They're like, no, still hasn't come in. But the girl that morning was really nice. She was like, well, give me your name and number. And when they come in, I'll call you. She said, I can't hold them for you, but I can call you and let you know they're here. And then you can come, and if you get here in time, you can get them. So I was like, great. So I gave her my information. And then later that day, she still hadn't called. And so I was like, oh, I'm just going to check on this again. So I called again, and then she goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I checked with my manager, and we found out earlier this morning that the warehouse was out. And by the time they got more in, it wouldn't get here in time for the eclipse. So, once again, foiled because I'm a procrastinator. So, basically, I had no eclipse glasses, is the bottom line. And on Monday, I go home for lunch. So, we have these television screens at my desk. Or near my desk, all of the little areas, each little, they call them a horseshoe, all of the horseshoes where we sit, they all have TVs. So you can, if you're doing a slide presentation for your little team or, you know, if you want to display anything at all, you can display it on these, you know, screens. Oh my God, my computer's telling me that a restart is scheduled. And it's going to restart in like less than 10 minutes. Anyway, good thing I'm at the end of this. And so I turned on, it's a computer screen. So on the computer, I went to NASA.gov and I went to NASA TV and I turned on. So all morning we were watching NASA on this big TV and I still didn't know how I was going to view this thing. So I go home for lunch. And Mark is like, oh, what if I take a black umbrella, Boyfi? I'll wear sunglasses. I'll wear two pair of sunglasses and I'll hold a black umbrella between myself. I was like, Boyfi, you're going to burn your eyeballs out. I don't know. So anyway, we're watching. That's where we took the picture in front of our television at lunch. And then finally, when I got back to the office and I saw all of my coworkers standing outside, they were getting ready for the, you know, eclipse. And it was already partially, and we got about 98% here. We didn't get actually the full 100%. So one of my coworkers had a pair of glasses and he shared them with me. So I did get to see the eclipse and it was really good. It was really cool. It didn't get completely dark here. But it was still really cool. I enjoyed it. So that was fun. So I've reacquainted myself with some friends from college. I may have a friend acceptance from a former ex from England. Who knows? And I've seen the eclipse. So much is happening. Anyway, for more information, you can go to geekygay.com. You can find my other podcast, which I will be recording this Sunday night. At some time, I'll announce it on Facebook. Over at dubiousintent.com, you can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 229-234-7587. And I will see you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.